Years ago, I heard about a professional fashion photographer that was sick and tired of the big ritzy business of fashion and wanted to do something different, something more memorable, something more meaningful. His name is Michael Belk, and his photography is called Journeys with the Messiah. That's the book I bought, and it's just full of photographs that he has taken. It takes a 20th or 21st century situation in people's lives and adds a first century Jesus. In other words, Michael Belk helps believers like us, disciples like us, follow Jesus along in the Gospels. And I love it. The Gospels, I think, are my favorite. This evening, I've chosen this photo of a country scene where a family has found itself in trouble. Way back there, you see their car with its hood up. And then the family is between that broken-down car and Jesus. And Jesus comes along to lighten their load, is the name of the message. Hear the word of the Lord this evening. From Matthew 11, only three verses. It's very short. It goes like this. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Oh, I just noticed the Chicago Cubs thing. I'll give Roger an email. Have you ever packed for a trip and worried that your suitcase was going to be over the allowed limit? Probably. Allegiant Airlines allows 40 pounds. In a bag. And last time I flew on Allegiant, we were going to Florida. And what I did first is I weighed myself, and then I picked up my golf bag. All right, in its container, and I sat there and held it, and I looked over it, and I looked down there, and it was a little less than 40 pounds, so my wife and I packed a few more things in that bag. It turns out, though, that any trip I take, and we're going to Bradenton, Florida in a couple weeks where I'll be the pastor down there for a couple Sundays. I'm sure we're going to take more stuff than we need. We're going to take more clothing than we will wear. Well, today's passage is about stuff. Stuff we pack or stuff other people pack for us. Stuff we carry, or the kind of stuff that other people force us maybe to carry. And this is stuff we carry not because we're going on a trip. This is the stuff we carry with us every day. Wherever we go, we are carrying this stuff, and some people would even call it baggage. But in our text this evening, Jesus calls them burdens. I'd like to begin by giving you a little bit of a group quiz to prove my point that most all of us, if not all of us, know what it feels like to become weary and burdened at times in our lives. So I think you've all heard these sayings, so I want you to finish them as I say the phrase. You're going to finish it out loud, please. I'm ready to throw in the... There we go. There we go. All right. I'm just a bundle of... Yeah. All right. I feel like my life is falling. I'm at my wits. Oh, that one. You jumped all over that one. I feel like resigning from the human. Yeah. We know these phrases because many of us have used them. And all of these phrases talk about people who are weary and burdened for one reason or another. Most of us have said them or at least thought them at some point in our lives. In times of frustration, exhaustion, anxiousness, depression, whatever. Now, the first thing that I noticed in this text is that Jesus does not say, come to God. Jesus does also not say, come to church, even though it's important. Instead, he says, come to me. And I think that's important for us to understand tonight. He presents himself as the official representative of both God and his church here on earth. And that's a beautiful thing. Jesus invites all troubled persons to himself. And in this invitation, Jesus is the face of God and the skin of man. And isn't that just what we need when we find our burdens way too heavy to bear? We need somebody who is stronger than we are, someone who is divine, yet not too far removed from our own humanity, someone with skin on. So enter Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man. It's a beautiful story that only God could tell. The second thing I notice about the passage is that only a certain set of people are invited to come to Jesus in this particular text. In our text, only those who are having a hard time of it, those who are weary and burdened, those who are working hard but not getting anywhere, those who are getting the raw end of the deal, as we might say, or those who have been thrown a bum steer. That's who he's talking to in this text. Martin Luther says of this text, "Ah, what a strange invitation this is. For in it, Jesus is saying, in effect, my kingdom is a hospital for invalids." Think about that for a moment. Faith Community Church is a hospital for invalids. Now, as I thought about that, and who it is that Jesus invites to himself, I couldn't help but think back on times in my life, whether it be before coming into the ministry or in the middle of ministry or even at the end time of ministry after my retirement, where I have tried to carry my own burdens all by myself, trying to be strong but having a hard time of it. And maybe some of you or all of you can relate to that. Now, how often do we read this invitation from Jesus and think this invitation is for someone else? Not me. It's for that person three pews up a little bit on my left. Someone with heavier burdens than what I might carry. Someone who is far wearier than me. Or someone who is not strong enough to carry their burdens by themselves. We'd never let that leak out of our mouths, but sometimes I've thought that about someone else. But in all my readings of the Gospels, Jesus is consistently looking out for the broken and for the needy, for the incredibly overwhelmed. I dare guess there are some here this evening who fit that description. Now, sometimes in my life, certainly, my own pride has kept me from accepting this invitation from Jesus. After all, we think we can shoulder the burdens by ourselves. I've certainly thought that many times in my life. Or, you know, maybe we don't want people to know what our burdens are because they might think we are weak, or seeing as more than half of you are my age or older, you know this terminology, or we've never been taught how to buck up. I read a sermon by a pastor named Jerry Shirley, and he divides human burdens into three categories: burdens that are meant to be shared, burdens that are meant to be shouldered, and burdens that are meant to be shed. And I want to start with the first one. In Galatians 6, verse 2, Paul tells Christians to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens. So what kind of burdens can be shared? Well, certainly those dealing with pain or sorrow or grief, those kind of burdens can be shared. That's why there are announcements in the bulletin. That's why Pastor Roger prays for people in the morning, in the congregational prayer. That's why we have caregivers here. Pastor Hank going off to Sunset, where my mother lives, to visit people who are going through difficult times. At any given time on a Sunday here at Faith Community, there are lots of people celebrating great things. This morning at Lee Street, I went there to worship, and they announced three births of family members there, and they had the babies' pictures up on the screen and everything. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. But on that same Sunday, there are people who are having a real hard time of it at home or at work or in their schools, in their classrooms, on their ball fields, even here at church. And many of those people, people like you and people like me, sometimes have a hard time sharing our burdens. In tragedy, sorrow, disappointment, depression, anxiety, they'll eventually visit every household represented here. I'm sure of it. Because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden, it reaches all the way to us. The Church of Jesus Christ is called to help anyone going through a rough patch in life. We do this through prayer and benevolent financial help. I'm sure you people bring in meals to people who are in need. You give rides to people. You make visits to people. You send cards to people or emails or instant messenger or whatever you do. In so doing, what we do is we lighten the load for others. And we lighten this load because Jesus left us with both the responsibility and the opportunity to do so. It's a gift given by God for us. In 2 Corinthians 1, we read, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles," and here's the key two words next, "so that," there's a purpose for it, "he comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." Now, I'm gonna take a little side note. PowerPoint back there, okay? My wife Elizabeth and I lost our son David to crib death 43 years ago when he was 2 months old. The most dreadful experience we will ever experience. I can guarantee that, all right? What do you do with that in life? What do you do with that kind of a burden? I mean, other than being angry at God and knowing you're still a child of God, but not liking God for a while, for quite a while, or what he did or what he didn't do or what he could have stopped, or all those things go through your mind. But what helped us heal the most was when we went to two different couples who lost babies to crib death. And we revisited our pain. And believe me, when you revisit that kind of pain, it's ugly. But what it does, because of God's word, the truth of God's word, is it puts a balm, a healing salve on that scar. It helped us heal. This is the truth of God's word for us tonight. Helping others, whatever situation you have gone through, God expects us, gives us opportunities to go to a person, a family, a couple that now is going through what you went through, what I went through, to help them. We don't have to have all the right answers. Don't go in there with a bunch of theology and everything else. You go there and say, I love you. And I know God loves you too, even though you don't feel loved by him now. And you pray with them for comfort, for peace, for grace. Okay. That was the Holy Spirit. Somebody prayed for the Holy Spirit. Lauren, you prayed for the Holy Spirit to move. So I went across, out from the script. So it's obvious from this verse that some burdens are meant to be shared. But what about those that need to be shouldered? Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, some of you older folks, you all know that we don't have much use for yokes today, but I think the idea is clear, at least for those of us who know what a yoke is, and for you kids that are here, I'm not talking about the yolk of an egg, all right? A yoke is a work instrument. So when Jesus offers tired and worn out people like us his yoke, we might first balk at the invitation. I mean, that's the last thing we need, right? I don't need more work, causing more anxiety. I don't need more of this and more of that. In the rough patches of life, we feel like we need maybe a vacation or at least some sort of respite from all the trouble. I mean, let's be realists. Life is often a sequence of burdens. That's the bad news. The good news is that Jesus, in this little passage, offers people like us a new way to carry life, a new way of bearing responsibilities, a new way of looking at bad news and dealing with anxious hearts. We will never be free from burdens. I'll be 70 in 2 weeks. And I got issues, and that's only going to get worse. Some of you have issues as well. Burdens are going to be with us. We will always have these wearisome worries and depressing days and troublesome trials. Commentator Frederick Bruner says, instead of offering escape, Jesus offers equipment. By the way, if you don't know Frederick Bruner, his commentaries on Matthew and John are the best of the best. They'll cost you a bunch, but they're worth it. A yoke is meant for two, not one. When put on another Christian or on Jesus Christ, we lighten our load by 50%. I'm talking humanly now. But there's a catch, if I may call it that. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So there is more to just giving up half the weight of our world to Jesus. There's also the taking up of his teaching. The taking up of his commands. The taking up of his sovereign will for our lives. That's his yoke. So if we want peace or balance in our troubled lives, his word offers us just that. His rules for living. His words of grace, which some people see as law, must be part of the way we carry life. In one word, it's called obedience. And this is exactly why some burdens in our lives are meant to be shouldered. Sometimes the burdens that we're carrying are consequences of our own sin, our own poor decisions that don't border on sin, but just some dumb things we did. Poor decisions we made. Now we need to shoulder them. So these troubles can be shared with others. They also must be shouldered. And the good news is, the easiest way to shoulder them is when we harness ourselves to Jesus in his yoke, in his word. Confession of sin, true repentance, that leads to forgiveness and at least some semblance of peace in our troubled times. So you want to lighten your load? Sometimes it's as easy as saying to a person close to you the words, I'm sorry. I don't know if you know this, but some people have a very difficult time saying those two words. I'm sorry. Because our pride creeps up into our vocal cords and it won't let them come out. I'm sorry. Rest or peace in my life is almost always the result of true obedience to God's word. Look closely at Jesus in this photo again. He takes on this family's burdens with eagerness and strength. He is way out ahead of them. The car is left in the background. But notice the father. The father in the background has a suitcase too. Jesus is sharing the load, but that does not mean we carry nothing. Jesus does not say, take up a chair and learn from me. Take a break and learn from me. He says, take my yoke. Take my word. Take my promises and learn from me. And Jesus prefers to teach on the move, on the way. He is not static. He is dynamic, on the move. He walks with us, and his teaching method is gentle and humble in heart. Just the opposite of the contemporaries he had in his day. They were stern and proud. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, I ask not for a lighter burden, but broader shoulders. That's who Jesus is. Our Savior shouldered a cross for us. He can certainly shoulder our burdens. Finally, some burdens are meant to be completely shed. In Psalm 55, verse 22, we read, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Do you believe that? Sometimes we are so weary or burdened or broken by the weight of life circumstances, by our own sin, that we actually feel like we can go no further. We might even feel like God is not listening to our prayers, our fervent prayers, we might call them. And now at nearly 70 years old, I wonder if in those times, Jesus is saying, "Give me the whole weight, Kent. Go ahead, give it to me. I can shoulder it. I have both the compassion and the power to carry all the weight of your life. And if you let me, I will carry you too. But you have to give it to me. The whole thing. Give it to me." Now, giving everything to Jesus takes a great deal of humility. We must admit that we are not able to deal with the weight of cancer, of anxiety, of depression, of sorrow, and especially of sin. We have to admit that we can't carry that. And when we do, when we finally shed our burden before the cross of Jesus Christ, we must try really hard not to go back there and pick it up. How many hundreds of times have I done that in my life? Gone back to pick up my burden and put it, strap it back on. We have to leave it at the cross. Leave it like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he says, "Father, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." He knew what was going to happen. Yet in his humanity, he asked his Father, "Take it from me. Take it." So giving everything to our Father in heaven, giving everything to our Savior, Jesus Christ, to their will, to his will, is the first sign of true contrition and humility. Right where God wants us. Because I see the one family with boys here. Let me just speak to you for a moment. You already know this, but it's going to come more clear and more clear. You're not going to always get what you want. Yeah, the oldest ones are really grinning. They've already kind of figured that out. We don't always get what we want. In fact, sometimes we get exactly what we don't want. And that's part of God's plan as well. Sometimes there is nothing we can do but give those times and that baggage, that burden, to Jesus Christ. When we do, if we do, he promises us rest, or like I like to call it, peace. Even if he doesn't completely heal us. And isn't peace exactly what we really want and need? In John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So burdens, we all have them. Some are meant to be shared, some are meant to be shoulders, and others are meant to be shed. Will you allow this church and Jesus to carry yours? Amen. Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, we reach out to you this evening with our burdens in tow, with our weary hearts, our weary minds. We seek you as individuals, as families, and as Faith Community Church, the church we love. Help us to believe the words of Jesus and accept his loving invitation to come. Give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear those among us who are weary and burdened, and prompt us by the Holy Spirit to come to their aid. Help us to help those in similar situations when we felt the burden or heartbreak of life that we once felt. Bless this body of believers. Help those who doubt to find faith. Help those in sadness to find joy. And those who feel alone in life's turmoil to hear your son's invitation. Come to me. I will give you rest. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, and all God's people say, amen. Let's stand together and sing our